Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel and welcome to another amazing success story. I have Sophia with me here today. Welcome, Sophia. Excited to have you.
Hi, I'm happy to be here.
Let's begin. So, Sophia, my first question for you is, what were your biggest symptoms?
The worst one of all of them was definitely my intrusive thoughts. Those were very scary and almost debilitating, I'd say. And then the personalization to realization was extremely hard for me as well. I had almost every single one that you guys ever explained. The panic attacks, I experienced agoraphobia for a few months. I had physical symptoms. I experienced the vertigo at times. I had almost every one all day, every day
Okay.
for a long time. Yeah. It was a nonstop, like it was tiring, but it was all day, every day.
I just wanted to clarify that because sometimes I hear people, especially when they come into the membership, they're like, but no one else has a 24/7. I'm like, what are you talking about? I swear everyone.
Now, it was honestly, in a way, anxiety became like, in those symptoms became a lifestyle. It was just like how I lived. I didn't know. I started to forget life without that. So it was just my life.
Exactly, and that's exactly how I felt too. It was actually when I started getting breaks from symptoms in my recovery journey that I was like, whoa, what's happening? This is unusual because I was so used to having 24/7.
I got it. I actually got DPDR before I had my first panic attack that I knew of. But I remember DPDR. Thankfully, I found out what it was. But my thing was, I thought, of course, every symptom, I thought I was going crazy. I thought I was looking up, like, if this is a symptom of like schizophrenia or like a psychotic break. That's what in my head I thought it was, because at first I didn't know what it was either until I looked more into it. And right when I got it was right when people started to talk about it a little more. So it was honestly, I guess, a great time to get it because you understood it more at that point.
Yeah, but in a way too, just reflecting back on my own journey, I was actually glad I didn't have a name for it because I feel like when we have names or labels for it, it makes it scarier. So I
Yes.
never made it a big issue. I'm like, oh, it's just I feel off. It's because I'm anxious, right? Whereas I see a lot of people that we work with when we listen to what they talk about, if we talk about using the program, right? How the things that we focus on grows. And often
Yes.
times our worst symptoms are the ones that we have the craziest narratives about. So for example, you just mentioned with your DPDR, your narrative was I'm going crazy.
Right.
Right? So it's not a coincidence then that then therefore DPDR became your stickiest or strongest symptom.
Right. Yeah. And it definitely also played, intrusive thoughts and DPDR were like a crazy combo, because it was like, my intrusive thoughts would butt in and then my DPDR would come together and then they'd start kind of feeding off of each other. And so my intrusive thoughts would start being based off of my DPDR. And then I went down like an existential rabbit hole at one point. I remember Sean talking about that in the program too, was like sometimes, there's so many branches of anxiety that are labeled. When we label them, it just makes it scarier. But a lot of people, when I heard about existential anxiety, actually, I think I tricked myself into doing that because I never thought it like that before. And then I heard about existential anxiety and the symptoms. So I started trying to label what I had, and it was just a rabbit hole.
But so then let's get to the story then. So those are your symptoms, but how does it all start for you?
I noticed after being in the program that I had anxiety for a lot longer than I thought. But like you said, I just didn't have a name for it for a long time. I noticed I'd had anxiety since I was a kid, but I just never labeled it. So I thought it was just life. That's how it was. And then when everything really heightened for me and my nervous system really got fully sensitized, and I knew I had problem at one point, was when I was on the way out to go see my friends one night, and I had a family member that I wasn't speaking to for a very long time. And the family member tried every way they could to try and get back into my life, but couldn't. So a phone call on me And they basically told me that since I wasn't talking to them, they were going to kill themselves and it was my fault. And I was only 16 or 17 years old when this all happened. So I was 16 or 17, and I remember they called me and they told me they were going to kill themselves and that it was my fault. And when I got it, they hung up the phone right after they said that. And I remember just blowing up their phone, like, you know, I love you, yada, 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 all this stuff. And it had been something that they did reoccurringly. It was something that they would do often. So at one point, I tried to just shake it off. I went to go hang out with my friends, but and I just kind of suppressed it. I was like, oh, okay, whatever, I'll get over it. I'm going to go hang out with them. But it just was this, I felt more anxious than usual, of course. And I was out with my friends and I just remember feeling so out of it. And I remember just slowly starting to feel like I was watching myself from outside of my body. And these thoughts just like racing like 1,000 miles per hour. And I remember I kept trying to be like, okay, whatever, it's fine. So I just kept talking to my friends and acting like it was nothing. But I was still super focused on at the fact that I was looking at my hands and I was looking around me and I felt like I was above myself. Like I just was not real. And after that happened, then I started to hear, I could felt like I was hearing my heart pump and I felt my heart pumping super fast and really hard. And so then I started to get super anxious. And I remember we were in the car and I started kind of shaking. And then I remember everything feeling like it was just closing in on me and everything feeling like I was so small and everything around me got super big. And I remember feeling super nauseous, like I was going to throw up, and I was super claustrophobic. And I told my friends, I was like, hey, can you take me home? They didn't notice anything was wrong. I played it off really well. But as soon as I walked in the house, I started getting super dizzy. It was like 11:30 at night. And I knock on my mom's door and I'm like, Mom, I think I'm having a panic attack. And she's like waking up out of her sleep. Like, what are you talking about? And in the moment, I'm so out of it. Like my teeth even felt numb. It was so weird. Everything on me felt super shaky. And I'm telling her like, oh, I think I'm having a panic attack. But then in my mind too, I thought I was going insane. I thought this was like a psychotic break in a way. And so then all the symptoms shot up as soon as I started to think I was going crazy. I started getting these crazy thoughts. I started shaking uncontrollably. My hands and feet were super cold. And I just started shaking so bad to the point where at one point my mom had to like hold me down because my body was just, it was like almost like not convulsing, but just like shaking so much because I just kept feeding in. So my body kept getting more and more and more and more until I kind of just, I guess it just wore off when I went to sleep, but it was going, I had panic attack after panic attack after panic attack, I'd say for 3 hours that night. And so then I woke up the next day and I remember feeling so dark. It's so out of it. And I was like, it felt like my life like changed overnight almost. And now that I went through Sean's program, I noticed it was because my cortisol levels, they mimicked the day before and they were just going, you know, they shot up and my body was just trying to like recover. And I remember researching so much and I was like, what is this? I didn't know what it was. I just thought I was going crazy. So I remember researching for like a month, like what's happening to me. I don't know what's going on. I had thought every thought in the book. I had thought I was going crazy. I had thought I did something wrong. I thought I was abandoned by God. I thought I, which wasn't true either. I thought every thought in the book that something was wrong. I thought like I did something to deserve this, or I couldn't tell. And I remember after that, shortly after, I had started having panic attacks 3 times a day. I became agoraphobic. I couldn't leave the house within 2 weeks. Like genuinely, I couldn't even walk out the door without having a panic attack. It was insane. I couldn't work. I was so, it was really hard. And I remember after that, about a week after that, that's when the intrusive thoughts started kicking in. And then I started having intrusive thoughts every day. I was having the panic attacks every day. I was having physical symptoms every day. It was really bad. The DPDR kicked in really bad. It was super heavy. I felt like I'd look at my hands and I was like, are these my own? Like what, this doesn't feel real. Everything felt like a dream and I couldn't find anything until, I was scrolling one day on YouTube and I saw Sean's YouTube And he just, I clicked on one video, and for the first time out of all the research I'd been doing, I felt like he knew exactly what I was going through. I heard his story, and then he had a success story. And this was back when I was just turned 17, I think. So, and I'm 21 now. So this was a few years ago. He had this guy that had a success story, and he posted him, and the guy had pretty much all the symptoms I had. And I remember hearing that for the first time. I felt like, oh my gosh, I'm not alone, which was, I was like, wow, okay. And then I remember downloading Sean's blueprint. He had the blueprint about the aware process. And I remember as soon as I got that, I started studying it. And I kid you not, within about a week or two, I didn't have any panic attacks anymore. The panic attacks were the first symptoms to go away. But I remember after that, trying to get into the program, and I couldn't yet because I wasn't 18. So I waited until I was 18 to get in the light program. And as soon as I got the program, I was studying it like a college course. Like I remember just going through it, taking notes nonstop. And yeah, I would say it was, it took a while to even accept anything, but I will say that it was definitely a very hard process, but that was the beginning of it all, was that day, I would say. And then it just progressively got a little worse, but.
So just to clarify, for how many months have you struggling before you found FAMS program?
It was a month, but like I said, I'd been struggling for a long time before that. I just didn't know what it was. But when after that situation, yeah, with that panic attack, it was a month. I found him. So I was thankful to find him pretty quickly along the way.
Yeah. So you're struggling with like low grade anxiety symptoms, and then the panic attack that set you over. Yeah.
Yes.
A lot of times too, I'll see people who go in the program and they're like, I don't know what happened. I had a panic attack. And I'm like, it's okay. And like right now you don't see it, but once you go through the program and you start doing the work, you'll be able to see exactly what you were doing beforehand that got there. I always say the panic attack that people experience, or that catalyst moment that kind of sets you over the edge. Yeah, that threw you over the edge, but you were doing things, or living with a level of anxiety before that you may not have been fully aware of. So it wasn't that bad.
I tend to tell people too, I truly believe that I would not be where I am today without the anxiety journey that I went through. And that honestly, I had somebody ask me, because I'll tell people about it a lot, and I know a lot more people than you think have a lot of the same, than you would think have a lot of the same symptoms that a lot of us have. They just, as we didn't have a label for it. And I had somebody ask me the other day, if you could go through it all again to learn what you know now, would you? And I was like, I'd never thought of it like that. Like, yes. I'm like, the amount of things that I have learned is incredible. I have learned also that like the acceptance and allowance process has applied truly to about every aspect in life. It doesn't just apply to anxiety. It sends you down a whole different journey than you would think. Anxiety is honestly, and some people, when they're going through it, think I sound crazy when I say this, but I'll tell people a lot of times, like, it's an opportunity to experience the anxiety that you're experiencing, because when you come out of it, and you will, it is the most beautiful thing to understand it in a perspective where you're like, I would have never been able to understand life and interpret things the way I do now if I didn't go through that. I tell everyone that you guys saved my life. I remember being, before joining the program, I remember being 17 years old while all my friends were having fun and, you know, doing whatever. And I was on the couch at home staring at a wall because my thoughts were consuming me and my panic attacks wouldn't stop. And I remember as soon as I turned 18, I joined the program, and I was also reading Hope and Help for Your Nerves, and which amazing book. And I started with the DARE book as well. And then when I went into the light program, I would say it was great. I mean, even though I think it was an amazing opportunity too, that you guys have something for, at the time I couldn't afford, you know, the bigger mentorship. But because of that, I still got the same amount that I would kind of get from the regular mentorship in a way. Definitely, I think everything would have went a little quicker if I did join the actual mentorship, because it's, but I think, I healed on my timing perfectly and it was just the right way. But I literally, like I said, I studied that light program like a college course. I have notebooks and notes in my phone that you can just scroll and scroll and scroll of me just studying everything and breaking it down and watching it over and over again. And then I remember meeting weekly with you, and you would just break down things as well in just such a like calming way. 'Cause I feel like most people, especially when you're dealing with people with anxiety, like I understand in senses, sometimes it can feel frustrated dealing with somebody who has the same reoccurring questions, like, oh my God, well, I feel like I'm having this and this, and what about this and this? And we need reassurance on things because anxiety defies all logic. And I just remember you being there once a week, and I could ask you all the questions I need and be with other people, seeing other people talking in the Zooms as well, and then just being able to understand what anxiety is. For the first time I understood everything, and I use everything that I learned in that course today in different aspects of life. Like I will feel like a complete nerd sometimes because someone's asking me questions about stuff and I just feel like I know so much because I learned all about the nervous system, about how the body maintains homeostasis, so like cortisol levels and why our brain does the things it does, why it's doing stuff to protect us, why we become like this and et cetera. I mean, it was honestly, I would pay it 1,000 times over if I had to. And like I said, truly, I will say this every day. And anytime people ask me that, it saved my life.
Amazing. And honestly, it's the work that you do too, right?
And I just remember too, if I ever had any questions whatsoever, any symptom that I was going through, it was like I remember I could go in the courses and find a video exactly about what I'm going through. And I remember Sean used to say too in one of his courses and whenever he was talking one time, and he was like, you are not alone. Like, and he was kind of putting it in your head with like tough love, like quit thinking that you're the only one dealing with any of this, quit thinking that you're not. And that's what keeps us in the in this space, is that in our brain, we just think we're the only one and we are not. And that's the seeing the group too, that there were so many people going through the exact, there was not one thing that I could look up that at least one other person wasn't saying that they were going through the same thing. I mean, and I also think, I was thinking about it the other day too, if it wasn't for the program, I definitely do not think, I think I probably would still be in the same place I was, maybe a little better, but I don't think I could have gotten nearly as far without it. I don't. It truly, it and it skyrocketed a whole nother journey for me too, in so many other aspects. It's no longer about anxiety. It, honestly, I am so invested in learning more about knowledge about the mind and our bodies and even spiritually, that it's skyrocketed a, like a whole other journey for me now, but it also helped Gila.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of it. Some people, it really takes them on that pathway. I think for me, definitely, I'm definitely more spiritual, into self-development and the mind-body connection. I was gonna say, so where are you today? How are you feeling today?
Amazing. I was talking about that too. I actually, so it's one thing when you start noticing it yourself, because that's what I was gonna say with me was I did the shiny object syndrome so many times out, and it wasn't till I had to like sit myself down and talk to myself and be like, Sophia, it might feel backwards to accept, but do it. And but when I tell you, I feel so good. And it's one thing, like I said, when you notice you're doing better, but when other people around you look at you and like, you seem different. Like I went to go see some family a month ago, and I remember they were very close with me when I was in my anxiety journey in a very sensitized state. And I remember them being around and seeing that and how I was. And last time I went to go see them, they were like, you have just changed. You just seem so much brighter. And it, when I heard that, I was like, oh wow, I am. Because I remember you guys and Sean saying, you know, when you are really recovered, you're not even going to notice that you're recovered. And that's how it was for me too. I was like, it's just one day I looked and I was like, wait, I haven't had anxiety in months. Like I don't even, I'm not even thinking about that. And I am doing genuinely amazing. And I don't know where I'd be if I hadn't taken those steps to get here. I'm doing great. I am loving life, like loving life.
Why we say you recover and we don't really notice when you recover is I think many people think that because you fell in like a light switch that, oh, I had a panic attack and I fell in, that my life changed, that you feel like when you recover, it's like a light switch. Okay, it just shuts off one day and now I'm back to normal. But what Sophia is alluding to, trying to explain, is what we've all experienced on a recovery journey, which is as you get later on, like when you get to that last 10%, you don't have symptoms every day. You have them, may have a lingering symptom pop up for a day or two here, or for a couple days here. Or when you're stressed, it might pop up here. But it's like a one out of 10, right? Or a 0.5 out of 10. And then maybe for a couple weeks down the road, suddenly you might have a 2 out of 10 day out of nowhere, and then back to nothing, and then a 0.5 day. And it becomes very, very gradual. And obviously, when you have something of a low grade level, and you're living life, and you know what to do, you're not really paying attention to it, right? Until you look back one day, and even those 0.5 days are no more. And that's why recovery, we say you can't pinpoint it an exact date, because it's that up and down, little gradual, like decline back onto homeostasis. And then we always say, remember too, right? Like people who aren't sensitized, you still experience symptoms of stress. You might get a headache one day, you might feel a tight chest one day, you might get nervous for an interview, right? Like anxiety is not enemy. It's a natural human emotion, physiological response to danger and stuff that every single human being wants. It's just when a body becomes sensitized, then it becomes like a hair trigger where it's being triggered in moment pain was where it should have been.
I still get anxiety here and there, but it's normal. I understand that it's what a human being has is anxiety once in a while. And I always say, like, I'd be scared if someone didn't get anxiety sometimes.
All right, so my last question for you then is, let's go back to 17-year-old Sophia, who was searching the internet for help. So what would you tell someone who's at their lowest point? You at 17, looking for the video on answer to what's going on.
I would definitely tell them about Sean the same way that I wish someone would have told me everything sooner, or people had known about him. But I would also tell her and tell anyone else going through a similar situation that you're not alone. It's gonna be okay. This is not forever. This is not a life sentence. And to take this, and even though this might sound crazy, switch your perspective and look at this as a learning opportunity and learn as much as you can about yourself, about the way you work. Have compassion for yourself and know that you're also not a burden for how you feel and what you're going through, and that don't rush you getting better. Take it day by day, and please don't get on Reddit. Please don't get on Reddit. Please don't do it. And don't go to Dr. Google. It is the worst thing to do ever. Please stop doing that. That's what I'd say.
Thank you, Sophia. Thank you so much for sharing the amazing story. It's been such a pleasure looking with you and seeing the woe in the recovery journey. So maybe sort of the way you are today. And I'm so happy to hear that all is going well.
Yes, of course. Thank you so much for having me and giving me the opportunity to share my story.
And for everyone who's watching, if you want to learn more about the program or the programs that we have available, the basic manual, it was all linked down below. In the box, or you can check it out, and I hope we will see you again. puede bien.